In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is the New Era, Part 1, and it's Volume 20, October 9th, 1926. Jesus says, "My daughter Luisa, the more you make your rounds in my divine will," and, you know, sometimes we read go around, to, you know, but it's making your rounds. Learn how to pray the rounds. This is very important to Jesus Christ, that we make our rounds and pray. And it's very, very powerful. It's very, very beautiful. So he says, why? In order to repeat your acts, the large sphere of this globe of light becomes. So here Jesus is showing that this globe of light that's within Luisa, it's within the Blessed Mother, it's within Luisa, and God wants that within us. So this globe of light, which is the divine will, he says, becomes, the greater it becomes, the more power of light it possesses, the more its rays can extend, the more it must illuminate the kingdom of the eternal fiat. So here Jesus is saying, what is this light that's within Jesus, that's within Mary, that's within Luisa? What's what God wants to have in us? He says it becomes power of light. It becomes the rays that extend, it's rays that illuminate the kingdom of the eternal fiat. So the devil sees this light in us and he hates it. He knows it's his defeat. He knows it's the light of Jesus and Mary through Luisa. He knows this. So what happens is he tries to discourage us. He tries to make us worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative, so that light is dimmed. And our job is not to be worried, not to be fearful, not to be anxious, not to be complaining, not to be negative, but to be filled with this peace, joy, and happiness of heaven. So he says this, when you're in the midst of creatures, when you're in the midst of your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your parishioners, he says, I want the divine will there in the midst of creatures. So this light, this peace, this joy, this happiness is radiating, illuminating the kingdom that's going to reign on earth as it is in heaven. So God is looking at us and he's saying, you've got to stop worrying. You've got to stop complaining. You've got to stop being negative. You've got to be stop being self-centered and selfish. You've got to let Jesus and Mary reign in you as Luisa did. That's what he's teaching us. That's what this light is. It's the light of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. Your acts, when you round, when your rounds fused, are dissolved in my divine will form that special sun that must illuminate a kingdom so holy. See, when you're peaceful, people come to you. When you're joyful, people come to you. When you're happy, people come to you. Why? There's misery all around them. And they see, they sense this light. They sense this kingdom that's so holy. And they want to be part of this. And just to be near a soul in the divine will who's living, who's trying to live in the divine will, is what God is asking of us. So he says, this sun within you, this light, this globe of light within you will possess a creative power, a divine power that as it extends its rays will leave the mark of its divine sanctity, divine goodness, of divine life, of divine beauty, of divine likeness of God. Do you see what God's doing today? This is astonishing. It's not just being about good and holy and saintly. volume 1 through volume 10, is to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit, volume 11 through volume 19. Why? To begin to possess the divine inheritance of the Father, volume 20 through volume 36. That's what God's waiting for. The divine likeness of God. Image and likeness. So those who let themselves be illuminated by this divine light will feel the divine power of a new and creation of divine joy, a new creation of divine contentments, a new creation of divine goods without end. That's what Adam possessed before the fall. That's what Jesus possessed as the new Adam. Mary possessed as the new Eve. And they've given this now to Louisa. When the priest puts a drop of water in the chalice, may we share in divinity of Christ. That's what God wants for us now. Divine joy within you. Jesus says, I give you my joy that your joy may be complete. So he says this, therefore, the kingdom of my divine will, dominating all the acts of those souls, the little children of the holy divine will, who live in the divine will be a continuous new creation. It's continuous. It's never ending. He says this. So the souls will remain under this new and continuous act of this supreme will of God that will keep the soul so absorbed as to leave no field of action to her own self. You're never going to do anything humanly again. You're going to say, I don't want my human will to be in charge. I want the divine will reigning in me. Jesus, beat in my heart beating. That's a divine act. Jesus is doing it. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. That's a divine act. Jesus is doing it. Not we're saying you do it in me. The command prayer is, here's my humble prayer. Make it your command. Jesus is doing that. You see the difference between what the saints were given and what Jesus has given to Louisa? It's a new beginning for mankind. So he says this, this is why I, Jesus, love so much that the kingdom of my divine will be known. That's why he gave each and every one of us the book of heaven. I love this so much that you will understand, you will know what my kingdom is all about. For the great good that all of those souls who read the book of heaven will receive. And for the free field of action it will have. So God begins to reign in us. This is the free field, the field that he is going to plow, that he is going to sow, that he is going to reap fruits from, be fruitful and multiply. That's what's coming. So he says this, in fact, the supreme will is now hindered by their own human will, by their own self. But when the divine will becomes known, its rays, its vivifying, penetrating, full of vivid light will eclipse the human will that will be dazzled by the divine will's refulgent light, and in seeing the great good that comes to the soul, it will give the freedom of action to God's most holy divine will, giving the divine will total dominion, as Adam had before the fall, as Jesus lived, as Mary lived, the new Adam and the new Eve, which they gave to Louisa. That's ours now, if we wish it. This abundant light, this sun of light that's in each and every one of us. Jesus says, the kingdom of God is within you. What Jesus is doing now is he's turning on that light switch to bring that about in us, little by little. The fullness of it hasn't come yet. When that happens, when that miracle, that day happens, there'll be such glorious things happening that everyone will say, how did this happen? How did the kingdom come? The devil is gone. The kingdom is here. God is going to reign on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom of God is going to reign on earth as it is in heaven. This is what Jesus says. So in this kingdom that has its total dominion, this new era, this new continuous creation will begin for my most holy divine will. It's going to happen. It's a divine decree. As creation was a divine decree, as redemption was a divine decree, now sanctification is a divine decree. It's here. It's begun. It's not 1,000 years from now. It's now. Now it's happening. So he's looking at us. Jesus is looking at us. And he's saying, will you be willing to give your fiat as my mother gave her fiat? Will you be willing to give your fiat as Louisa gave her fiat, so that the kingdom of God can be within you, so that the kingdom of God can manifest itself as God originally planned? That's what God is asking. It really is a new beginning. It really is a magnificent beginning for each and every one of us. So we have to think about this. What are we doing that's not cooperating with God? And what it is our human misery, our worry, our fear, our anxiety, our complaints, our negativity, our sin. That's all darkness. Jesus says, I want you to stop this. I want you to trust me. That's why Pope St. John Paul II gave us the divine mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. Why? Because he knew what Jesus said to St. Faustina. What did Jesus say to St. Faustina? He said very, very clearly, the final devotion that I give to my church is divine mercy before I return. It's very close. It's very close. We've had divine mercy since the year 2000. It's very close. So Jesus says this. He says, this new era, this continuous creation will begin for those souls, the little children of the holy divine will, who begin to live in God's most holy divine will. Well, that's the desire. To begin to live in the divine will is the desire. The fullness of it isn't here yet. When that fullness comes, we will all recognize it. All of creation will recognize what it means to live in the divine will. So Jesus says this, it will put out everything it has established to give to creatures from the beginning, image and likeness of God, as they had always done, had they always done its holy divine will, and that it had to keep within itself for many centuries as though in deposit, to then release for them the good of the little children of its kingdom. This is where we are today. God is releasing this. When we read the book of heaven, when we study the book of heaven, when we enter into this gift, it's a new beginning for all of mankind. It's a new beginning for us. What a glorious time to be alive. What a magnificent time to be alive. And our Lord is asking us, would you be willing to give your fiat to this? Would you be willing to read? Would you be willing to study? Would you be willing to put this into practice? And when we say yes, God goes, good. Then he says, prove it. So then we've got to read. That's the promise you make to Jesus. Your promise to Jesus is that you will read every day, at least a half an hour. You will study every day. And you'll throughout the day, you'll put into practice what you have read. You'll put into practice what you have studied. That's what our God is asking for. That's what our God is waiting for. So we'll end now with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we ask that this prayer becomes God's command, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.